Welcome to my Little Ted Said Stories. I've been doing these for a whole year now, and I hope you enjoy listening to them as much as I enjoy writing and recording them. If you'd like your child's name included in a future story, please get in touch, and I'll do my best to include it. Thanks for listening. Little Ted was listening to a story about a young girl called Ellie who had magic shoes. Whenever she put them on, she turned into a princess and could grant wishes to anyone who danced with her. Ellie loved making people happy, almost as much as she loved dancing, so she spent all day wearing her magic shoes and granting wishes. "I wish I had magic shoes," Little Ted said. "Then I could go around granting wishes. I'd be the most popular boy in nursery." "Do you think my new sandals could be magic?"
"You never know," replied his daddy. "Perhaps you just need to find the secret to unlocking the magic, like Ellie when she dances with the shoes on. How's your dancing skills?"
"I think I'm better at hopping than dancing. Anyway, I've already tried dancing while wearing my sandals, and nothing happened."
"Perhaps you need to say some magic words. Do you know any?"
"Not many," Little Ted said. "Abracadabra.
Open sesame.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo. At least I think that's how it goes.
How about hocus pocus?" suggested his daddy. "Or I've just remembered one from a TV show I used to watch when I was a boy. It's Izzy Wizzy Let's Get Busy."
"Izzy Wizzy Let's Get Busy," Little Ted repeated. "I like that." And he went round repeating it for the rest of the morning while hoping his sandals would suddenly develop magical powers. At lunchtime, his daddy asked if his magic shoes were working yet.
"No," Little Ted replied sadly. "I think they're broken." "Let's see if we can add a bit of magic to those sandals of yours. Then maybe you'll be able to grant me 3 wishes."
Little Ted's daddy found some jingly bells which he tied onto the sandals, and a bit of tinsel left over from Christmas. The sandals now made a tinkling sound whenever Little Ted moved, and his daddy got him to skip around the room chanting, "Izzy Wizzy, let's get busy."
"Oh, that's better," said his daddy. "You sound a lot more mystical. Do you think you can grant me 3 wishes?"
"I'll try," Little Ted replied.
"Great. Well, I'm feeling thirsty. So my first wish is for a tumbler of water."
Little Ted ran to the kitchen and returned carefully carrying the drink.
"Thanks. Now my next wish is for somebody special to give me a hug."
Little Ted came across and gave his daddy a great big cuddle.
"And my final wish is for the pots from lunchtime to be magically clean again."
Little Ted went back into the kitchen, pushed over a chair to the sink, and washed up the pots.
"See, Little Ted, you can do magic. I'm no longer thirsty. I feel extra happy after my hug. And the lunch dishes have magically cleaned themselves."
Little Ted giggled and quietly repeated, "Izzy Wizzy, let's get busy." Then he paused.
"I've remembered the best magic words, Daddy." "Oh, and what's that then?"
"It's thank you. Thank you, Daddy, for helping make my sandals sort of magical." The end. ¶¶